You wait for you?
What? I'll get it.
Is that good on that side? Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Zok the Halig and Gemara and Kiddushin on Chavtes on the base. So the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah, about the Chiyuvim that the father has to do towards their son. Lamdo Torah. You see where I am, Gary?
Yeah.
Lamdo Torah. How do you know that you have to teach your son Torah? Minolam Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem. You should teach your sons. V'heichadolei agmarei avua. Mechayiv ihu l'migmar nafshe. Dechsiv u'limadetem. And when his father doesn't teach him, so then he is obligated to teach himself. It's interesting. If you look at the Rambam, I was just looking at the Rambam in the Agudim Pesach. So the Rambam's lashon on this din, that if your father doesn't teach you, you have a Rambam here? Rambam, can you just run and get a Rambam Mada? So the Rambam writes, we'll see, we'll wait for Leiby for a second. The Rambam has a fascinating lashon on his din. What's going on here? Alright, forget it. Let's go. The Rambam has a lashon of Kisha Yakir, which sounds like
this man just napped out of Mada.
Really? I was wondering what was going on. That's funny, because this man's not a fan of Mada. Who knows why you? Here, the why. Okay, so the Rambam writes, all of our Gemaras that we're going to learn are really foundations for the first parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Chiyuvim of Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, where does the Rambam, where's the din? Dalid is what? Parak Aleph, Hilchos Talmud Torah, halacha Gimel, right? Listen to the Rambam's lashon. V'chayev liskor milamed livno lalamdo. So that's first of all chiddush. You're not only chayev to teach, but if you're not able to teach, what does that mean? You have to hire a rebbe. Okay. Ben chavera lebechinam. And even though there is a mitzvah, the Rambam just told us there's a mitzvah not only to teach your own children, there's a mitzvah to teach everyone's children, and to teach and to make everyone in Klal Yisrael's talmidim. Mishal olimdo aviv, which is our Gemara, chayev lalamedus atzmo. Kisheyakir, shenemar v'limadtem osam u'shmartem la'asosim. Rabbi said, let's contrast this to the other mitzvahs that were found in the last sugya that we learned about last week. Mitzvahs mila, mitzvahs pidyon haben. If the father doesn't do it, so the chiyuv gets what? Transferred to the son. When's that transfer happen?
Bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah, l'kisheyagdil. The Rambam knows how to write L'kashi Yagdil. Listen to what the Rambam says. Aviv chayv l'lamed, Mishal olamdo aviv, his father did not teach him, chayv l'lamed es atzmo kishe yakir. Shenemar v'limadadu mosom v'shmartam lasos. I think that it sounds like in the Rambam, excellent. I think that it sounds like in the Rambam that the chiyuv is not from bar mitzvah. It could be when it comes from Talmud Torah, a founding principle, founding yisoid of Yiddishkeit, that once the kid has a bardas, once the kid has a hakara, once the kid has the ability to be makir the Rabbi Nishalim and the makir the Torah mitzvahs, so then that chiyuv is already transferred on the child, even before the bar mitzvah, potentially the first chiyuv that the child ever has. And then the Rambam goes on to say, what? And this is what the principle is, that the Talmud is mavil de maisa. Meaning, if I learn, I'll know what to do, right? So that fits very well, Isaac, with a rationale to why a child would have to learn when he's makir and he's able to do to be bali de maisa. So it's a fascinating chiddush in the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't tell us when that chiyuv starts. Marja says, so if you would have compared it to all the other mitzvahs of Aval HaBen, so I would have said, it's Kishiyagdu, Kishiyagdu, Kishiyagdu. The Rambam writes, no, when it comes to here, it comes Kishiyakir. Gary, you had a question? Libby, you have a question?
It seems like the Rambam's for understanding of the Chiyuv is that it just has to be that the child needs to be taught. It's not necessarily...
Chiyuv Talmud Torah.
Right. Not necessarily have to be...
It means a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. Yeah,
that's
I hear
that.
Has
to teach it.
Right, and that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Right. Lashon of the Gemara is the Heich Deloy Agmara Avua, when his father didn't teach him and didn't facilitate and create this person with Havonas HaTorah, Mechayiv Igu L'Migmar Nafshe. He has to, how do you translate the word? Mechayiv Igu, he himself, has to do something to himself. L'Migmar Nafshe. It's like you're a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, you're an Esrog right now. I have to somehow get a Bardas. Which makes sense with the Lashon of the Rambam, it's all a Hakaravor. If it's just a Mitzvah V'Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla, so what does that have to do with Hakara? What does that have to do with Talmud Mavali De'Maisa? It's not about action, it's about Yevachiv Talmud Torah. See, I think Leiby's 100% correct. I think it works with the Lashon of the Gemara. There's no Chiyuv of Talmud Torah Al Tzva Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah only starts when you become a Gadol with all the other Mitzvahs. But what? There's something fundamental about Talmud Torah that there's Yedias HaTorah. You have to know what to do. You have to have Talmud Abolei De'Maisa. You have to be a receptacle to Torah and make yourself a Cheftza L'Migmar Anafshe to now make yourself a Bar Torah without the Mitzvah HaTorah. That might be the difference between Noshim and Anoshim. The Magen Avraham writes, why is a woman allowed to make Birkas HaTorah if she's not Chayav in Talmud Torah? As we're about to learn in a second. So Magen Avraham says the reason why she's allowed to make Birkas HaTorah is because she's chayev in Yediyas HaTorah, in the halachos that pertain to her, and that's what she should be learning. But v'hagisa bo yomim v'layla, she's not obligated. That's what the Beis Halevi explains, that a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, says the Beis Halevi, according to many Rishonim, is connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is V'Hagisa Bo Yomam V'Layla. So therefore, since even though they have a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, to know the halachos, maybe very similar to what we're talking about now, of Talmud Aboli De'Maisa, those areas that pertain to her, but the mitzvah to learn Yom V'Layla, V'Hagisa Bo Yom V'Layla, the Beis Halevi explains, does not apply to women.
Could it be that he has the makir that his father can't teach him Torah? That his father's not, is like incapable, whatever.
But the Rambam's telling you, and that's when the Gemara's chiyuv of L'Migmar Anashe starts. Meaning, if you got to do it, you got to start learning. But I think Leiby's 100% right. You got to start learning, not because you have a chiyuv, like all of us, to learn every free second that we have. Rather, you have a chiyuv of Talmud Bali De'Maisa. You have a chiyuv of preparing for the actions. So you see this dual reality, and this is a constant. In the Hilchos Talmud Torah, you often see this dichotomy, like what we're speaking about by Noshim, and now what we're speaking about in the Rambam. There is this aspect of Talmud Torah that might not necessarily, that might be might be different than the classic mitzvah of Agisa Bo Yom V'Layla. Excellent. And that's really, I really think it screams out from the Gemara. It doesn't say, if his father doesn't teach him. The Gemara should have said, Gary, if the father doesn't teach him, he should learn Torah himself. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if his father doesn't magmir him, doesn't teach to him, so he has to teach himself. Doesn't sound like a classic Talmud Torah. It sounds like you have to fill yourself with the knowledge of Torah. And that's by the, could potentially be, even before the age of mitzvahs. Ihi minolan deloy mechayva. So how do you know So how do you know that she's not obligated? Dechsiv v'limadetem ulimadetem. Kol shemitzuva lilmod, anyone who's obligated to learn, mitzvah lelamed, is also obligated to teach. V'chol she'ena mitzuva lilmod, ena mitzuva lelamed. And anyone who is not obligated to learn is not obligated to teach. So therefore, a woman who's not obligated to learn is not obligated to teach her son Torah. The Kesef Mishnah takes this drasha, Ad Kedei Kach, I forget exactly where it is, I have to find it for you guys. The Kesef Mishnah has a raya, and there's a yesod. Remind me to bring the proof. I forgot to look up the Kesef Mishnah before. But I saw this Kesef Mishnah writes, a yesod in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kesef Mishnah learns that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah fili, unless you're melamed the Torah. The Hainu, a chilek of mitzvahs Talmud Torah is now to be to the extent that now you could say it over to a chavrusa. You could say it over to a chaver. You could say it over to a person that now the mitzvah, it's mamish meduyuk in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, a chilek of the mitzvah of lilmo Torah is lalame Torah. And therefore, ad kidei kach, if it doesn't, bali de lilmo Torah, so it's a mechusar in your original limud. So it's important to not only, and Rabosa, just stam, I'll derech this kesef mishnah, not only in the, being yoytz in the mitzvah, but to make sure that you have clear what the sugya is saying, what the pshat in the Gemara is, you have to not only just think about it, you have to express it. You have to be able to say it over to someone. And now the kesef mishnah is telling you that that mitzvah of lil motayra is specifically mekuyim through being melamed. So a woman doesn't have both of them, obviously. V'i minalan delay mechayva. And how do you know that she doesn't have to learn herself? Anyone that others are obligated to teach towards, so then that's when your chiyuv to teach yourself comes. But if other people never had that chiyuv, the father never had that chiyuv like he does towards the son, so then you don't have that chiyuv that picks up when the father doesn't teach you. Choshein acher mitzuva lilamdo, ein mitzuva lilamed es atzmo. So anyone who doesn't have other people that are obligated towards you, so you don't have the obligation towards yourself. Minai and Ezra, we just pointed out at the beginning that we thought that there were a few diyukim from the Rambam and from the Gemara, that this mitzvah of teaching yourself is not the classic mitzvah of Lima Torah, but there's a din of creating and filling the knowledge of Torah to know what to do in mitzvahs, and that potentially in the Rambam it sounds like could even exist before the person becomes a bar mitzvah, and it sounds like in the Gemara that ihu mitzvah lemigmar nafshe, that he's mechuyev to make himself a cheftza of Torah. Uminayin she'en acher mitzuvim lelamda. So how do you know that other people, that the father is not chayev to teach Torah to the daughter? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, this is what the whole Hishtalshus of the Gemara, it's like really backwards. The Gemara says, the missing link, the whole Gemara is a whole puzzle. You're not chayev to teach your son. Why are you not chayev to teach your son? Because no one's chayev to teach you. Because you're not chayev to learn yourself. Why are you not chayev to learn yourself? Because no one's chayev to teach you as a child. Why is no one chayev to teach you as a child, which is the source to everything? That's a Pasuk. Ulimadetem osam es b'neichem. You have to teach b'neichem. Velo binoseichem, and not bonos. Okay? This is the source for bonos and woman not being chayiv in Talmud Torah. At the end of the day, their chiyuv is different. What the details in are and how the generations have changed is a discussion. In terms of Chafetz Chaim writes in one place that when the Minig Avosenu was that everyone would just follow the practices of their houses, and that would be enough to keep them latched onto the Torah, even in terms of Yediyas HaTorah. So then it was the necessity was lower. Now there's more. How far you expand is a plethora of different opinions. I'm just going to quote the other Gemaras. The Gemara does say, and it's Torah and it's Emes. The Gemara in Saita says that a person who learns Gemara with a girl is kilum lamda tiflus. That the Gemara is not excited about it. Some Rabbonim think that there might be some exceptions to that. How that Gemara is defined At the end of the day, there is some distinction between, there might be a very large distinction, there might be lesser of a distinction b'zman hazeh, but there is a distinction of the nature of the chiyuv Talmud Torah between banos and banim, and those are the sources that you have to work with. Tana Rabbanan. So says the Braisa, Hu lil moid uvnoi lil moid. He has a chiyuv to learn, and his son has a chiyuv to learn. Hu koidim luvno. If you have the option, I'm sorry, to learn yourself or to send your son to cheder, so then what? Hu koidim luvno. You have to take care of your own chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda Imer imbnoi zariz umemuloch. The Talmud Miskayim Biyado, Bno Kodmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, if his son is a Zaris, is a real person who is excited, umemulach, and he's sharp like salt. I saw somewhere that the pshat in this Gemara umemulach, that there's actually a higher level of salt in the body of a person who's sharper than one of the Acharonim have this in the Hagdama of their sefer. I forget exactly what the pshat was, but utamud miskay biyado bnoi koidma. So then if the child's going to be more successful and it's going to be retained knowledge and it's going to be able to have a lasting effect and he's going to be excited about it, so then it's more kedai to send the child than to send oneself. Now the Shaila is, Rabbi Osai, why? What happened to the Svara of the Gemara? What happened to the Svara of the Gemara on top? That there's a concept of mitzvah de gufa adif. And when it comes to two people's mitzvahs, that what? So my mitzvah comes before my son. That's why the Rabbanan hold that the Pinyan Aben of myself comes first. And we pointed out last week that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees fundamentally as a pasuk, specifically by Pidyon HaBen, but in fundamentally where you don't have a pasuk, so what should be the rule, Rabosai? The rule should be what? Mitzvah. What, Rabosai? Mitzvah de gufa adif. Also, the Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's not mamulach, it should be umamula. It's a girsa change. He's filled with Torah, not mamulach. Not like my salt. Rav Yaakov Emden also says it's a mistake in the Gemara. It's not mamulach, it's mamula. Okay? So they probably don't hold that the salt level is higher than the child.
The smarter you are, the higher blood pressure is.
Is what?
The smarter you are, the higher your blood pressure is.
Right. Is that true?
Salt usually causes an increase in blood pressure.
No, is that right? That's what I'm saying. That would be a riot to the salt. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, that's a kasha, unless one suggests that the nature of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, of me hiring a malamed for my son and making sure that he gets taught, is what is not only is actually a fulfillment of my own mitzvah hagush. Can one suggest that I am actually, perhaps from the fact that the Gemara is saying we decide based on who's going to be a bigger success story, that actually through paying tuition, through facilitating my son's Talmud Torah, I might be being Mekayim, a Limud Torah of myself, and therefore the concept of mitzvah de gufa adif was not an option like it was said and suggested by other mitzvahs. There's no question that by me being Yotze Pidyon HaBen for my son, right, I'm not being Yotze my own mitzvah. That's not a question. Perhaps when it comes to Talmud Torah, that din is not necessary. Okay. Ki hadar Rabbi Yaakov, the Gemara answer, the Gemara quotes a fascinating story to back up this idea. Ki hadar Rabbi Yaakov, breder of Acha bar Yaakov. There was Rabbi Yaakov, thank you Gary. Ki hadar Rabbi Yaakov, who is the son of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Okay. Shadre avua lekame da'abai. So what happened? Rabbi Yaakov was sent by Rav Acha bar Yaakov to learn by who? To learn by Abaye. Ki asa, when he came, Chazia, he realized the law of mechadin and shmeitzai. He came back from shir during the week. He came home for Shabbos, and your father says, "You learn beggar the islandist. It's not so sharp. It's not so. You're not really getting the concepts. What's going on? You learned that you've spent the whole week on beggar the islandist. You can't say over the sugya well." His father said, "I don't know. I'm not sure if why use the place for you. I'm not sure if this is working out. I'm not sure if this is the right shir for you." So he says, "Amalei ana adifna minach." So Rabbosai, think about this. Your father says to you, says, "You know what? I'm going to YU next week. I'm going to shir. I could probably retain the knowledge more, and I'm a little older. I'm not gonna waste time as much as you. I'm gonna sit there. I'm actually gonna realize that life is short because I'm 50, 60 years old, and I realize I have very little time left. So I'm actually gonna pay attention during shir. I'm actually gonna make sure not to waste time during seder. I'm not even gonna bring my cell phone to YU for the week. I'm gonna leave it at home. I think I should go instead of you, Zuck the father, Zuck the Bachir Bar Yaakov. I want to learn by Abaye. It's a tremendous opportunity. Amalei ana adifna minach. Tovat, you sit at home. You take care of the house. You take care of the parnasa. Diizel ana. And then I'm going to go myself. So now, what happened? So who's coming to town? Bachir Bar Yaakov. Psst. Bachir Bar Yaakov's coming. Shama Abaye the Kavalasi. So Abaye heard. Abaye didn't have a problem with this. It's a raya that if it's going to work, he's going to be more salted, the father. He's going to be more mamula with Torah. It's going to have a lasting effect. Then the father is taka koidim. Shama Abaye t'kavosi, have a mazik be rabbonon. There was a damaging entity in the town that was causing a lot of problems.
Yeah, like a plague.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's going to be a demon. So we'll see. It was a nachash. It was like a snake. Gemara says, "Ki hava aile betrain basrein afilu biyamama hava mitziki." And when it would come in, this plague, whatever it was, this mazik, it would even come during the daytime, and it would really damage people in the community. Amar lahu, so Abaye says, "I have an idea. I heard Rav Acha bar Yaakov's coming to town." Because the din is that he's kaidim. If his son's going to waste, is not going to be as good in Talmud Torah. Amaluhu loy leisiv inish ushpiza. What's ushpiza, Rabbi say? Ushpiza, we know from the ushpizin, right? No one should invite him over to their house. I'm canceling the hospitality committee of the shul this week. There's no hospitality committee. Don't invite him. Efshur de misrachish nisa. It's possible that there might be a nace, and what? He's going to take care of what? The mazik, and it's going to save our problem. Right? Ol bas bahu be rabbonon, idmele kitanina deshiva rishvase. So he went up and he slept. Where? Be rabbonon. Where did he sleep, Rabbi Yisai? Rashi says, "Beis Hamedrash rachuk min ha'yishuv hava." He went in the Beis Hamedrash. Right? That was a Rashi explains that was Abaye's plan. Rashi says, "Lo leisiv leinish ushpiza l'rav acha va'al karcho yalem bebeiso." If he Beis Hamedrash, since no one's going to invite him, he's going to have to sleep in the Beis Hamedrash. Mitol chasidusi yasal ones biyaragus hamazik, and then because he's there, he's because he's such a spiritual guy. It's going to help us. It's going to destroy the mazik bas. So he was lun there. Idmele mazik. So the mazik showed up. Ketanina tesheverisha shayelo sheva gogolos. He had seven skulls. So what happened? Kol kriya dekara. Every time he bowed down, nosar chad reshe. One of the heads of the mazik was cut off. Rav Acha mispala also mazik nosar chad reshe. Whenever he bowed, so then another head was cut off. Amr l'hu l'machar. So then what happened? Rav Acha approached the people of the town and he says, "Ilo yisrach eshnisa saknis." If I wouldn't have had Rashi, if I wouldn't have had a nace that happened to me, sakante mosi. You would have, you put me in danger, and Baruch Hashem there was a nace, but it wasn't so nice that you didn't invite me because I was actually in a sakana. So the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara in Yuma tells us that a person doesn't have the ability to be Seimech on a Nes. You're not allowed to be Seimech on a Nes. So what was Taka Pshat with Abaye to be Semech on a Nes over here, to send Rav Acha Bar Yaakov to the Beis Medrash to take care of this Mazik. So they point out that Abaye knew that to save Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it wasn't even a level of Semech on a Nes, that he wouldn't be affected by the Mazik. Abaye's cheshbon was the Nes that the Gemara is referring to was that we need to rely on a Nes for it to solve our problem. So now we can take advantage of such a gadol being in our town, so that it's going to help us for us. But the fact that he would be saved, that Abaye was sure would exist even with a Nes because of the level that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was on. Because otherwise it would be a problem in some chalanis.
Okay. This question may not be for now, but in terms of interpreting this Megadeta,
yeah,
about the Mazik,
is
it meant to be taken 100% literally as a seven-headed demon showed up in the Beis Medrash, or is it supposed to be something more symbolic?
So the question, there's a fundamental debate between the Maharal and the Maharshah, which we really can give a whole shiur on its own, about how to approach Agaditas. Are Agaditas supposed to be taken in a literal sense, or the Maharal has that it's more representative of an idea? I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. I think that every Agadita could be both, and you'll see that the Maharshah and the Maharal go. Maharsha has a whole Chidushi Agados that he deals with every Agadita with kashas in a literal sense, and tries to explain all these things, you know. That's the Maharsha. And the Maharal in his Chidushim the Agados usually takes the approach of this is representative of something. It's not necessarily always to be taken in the most literal sense. So it's really a fundamental debate from two of our major gedolim, and I would call them the miyaste ha'agadita, the balei ha'machshava and the misora of machshava, which is really important to just stress. And I'm happy you brought that up. That it's sometimes, you know, and I include myself included. When I was a ben yeshiva, I didn't take agadita so seriously, and I davened up agaditas, and also sometimes they're very difficult and the wording is hard, and you just, you know, sometimes want to just take an art school and just read through it, and you don't work on it, and it's not as retained. But I'm not fully experienced, but as I got older and a little more mature, I realized that the Agaditas of the Gemaras have to be taken just as seriously, and that's what the Maharsha and the Maharal are doing, each in their own avenue, because they're really miyaste and yesodos of the emunah, and of our beliefs, and of our ashkafa, and really facilitate a lot of our spirituality. And on the contrary, now actually, I'm sometimes even more excited when you get to a Gishmaka Gadita, and you have to approach it in both avenues of the Maharsha and the Maharal. And by both avenues, you'll see from the Chidushim that the Maharsha and the Maharal have in each Agadita, you'll see there are real fundamentals of Yiddishkeit that they develop from the Agadita. It's an excellent point, and I think it's like there are different schools of thought in the Derech HaMusar, which I think we have to glean from both, and I don't think we have to choose one over the other. I believe that really the Maharsha and the Maharal, both paths are really crucial, and something that we should definitely glean from and take from and grow from. It's a good question. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Lilmod Torah V'lisa Isha, famous Gemara. On my way to yeshiva, I got a WhatsApp from Mark Liebman, who was he's in charge of arranging the chaburas in the shul. He was there for Shabbos, so he texted me that this Wednesday night is their chabura, so for the Sanhedrin chabura that we give in the shul. So I said, why shouldn't there be chabura? So he said, he reminded me that there's a shidduch meeting in the shul to try to help out people who are a lot of people who need a little assistance in shidduchim and ideas. So there's a shidduch meeting. So I answered immediately. I said, you know, let's try to reschedule for Thursday if it's possible, but otherwise, Lisa Ishin, Talmud Torah, that's not a, the Gemara says not only for your own personal marriage, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Mevatlan Torah to Talmud Torah, Lachnasas Kala, that if you are Isaac in these in Yonim, it's a very big inyan, that it's Ad Kadei Kach, that it will be Mevatl, a regular Seder of Talmud Torah. So that's really, that Gemara is Nogea to the inyan of what he texted me, because that's not our Chiv Lisa Isha, that's Mevatl Torah, Talmud Torah for someone else, Lisa Isha for Shidduch meeting. But this Gemara is for what should be the Seder Advarim for one's personal Derech HaChayim. Should they first be Lomit Torah, or should they first be Ma'asi Isha? And what's the process? Very relevant Gemara, Halach LaMa'asi. So what's the correct procedure? Let's see. Lomit Torah V'Lisa Isha. You have the ability to learn Torah and to be no say a woman. So which one comes first? So clearly the Gemara is saying that there's some sort of conflict. Yilmot Torah V'Acha Kach Yisa Isha. So first you should learn, and then you should get married. V'im Iyash Arlo, and if he can't, below Isha, why can't he, Gary? What's the problem?
It's lonely.
What?
It's lonely.
Lonely, or what else, everybody say? He's distracted. He's having Yerhurim. He's having Nebuch Machshavas Ros. And therefore, it's better to get married to not have those Machshavas Ros. So the Gemara says... But I think you're right also. I think loneliness, you know, would affect the focus also. Gemara says, Yisayisha v'achach yomot Torah. So if that's the situation, that's clear that you should first marry and then get married, and then learn Torah. Amar Rav Yudah Mershmua Halacha, Rav Yudah Mershmua says, the Halacha is, what's the Psak? No Yisayisha v'achach yomot Torah. First you should get married, and afterwards you should play yomot Torah. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rechayim b'tzavar. Have you ever heard this phrase, Rabosai? Rechayim, this is a quoted phrase. Rechayim b'tzavar, v'yasek b'toira. The grinding mill will be on his neck. What's that? It's like a mule. That's involved in the teichin process. That was the tchina. He's going to be doing all the work in the field, v'yasek b'toira, and then it's going to be able to be loymi toira. Can go through a college education while I'm learning toira. Aitachin. Chaim v'tzavor v'yasek b'toira.
Rav Yochanan was from Lakewood.
Below pligi, says the Gemara, you think that there's a machlekes over here about what the order should be? Should I first get married? Should I first learn Torah and then get married? Gemara says there's no machlekes over here. What's the debate? Halon v'halahu. What does halon v'halahu, Rabosai say? Zakt Rashi. Halon v'halahu. Bnei Bavel hayaholchin v'garsim mishnayis hatanoi. The people that lived in Babylonia, they would learn and they would go to Eretz Yisrael. Umitoch shelomdim chutzlim komam. And since they were learning outside of their place, and sarchem habayis mutalin olav. So then what? They're not distracted because they're anyways out of town. So therefore what? What's the eitzah then? Then there's no problem. Noisei isha, to have a blow here, va'achrika choylech v'loy mitorah. And then afterwards, he can go and he can shteig. Why? Because the marrying of a woman is not going to be a distraction. You married, you got your wedding presents, you're done. And then what do you say? Rabbi Akiva, goodbye. I have to go learn. I'm gone. I have to go to Eretz Yisrael and to shteig. So there's not going to be a problem with Rechaim b'tzavar v'yasek b'tayra. Because the Rechaim is not on my tzavar. And my father-in-law will take care of everything. Well, she'll figure out a way, or she'll get a job. I'm not going to have to take care. That's a Rashi Shita in Bnei Bov. Halahu, so then when's the Eitzah that you should get married only after you learn? Libnei Eretz Yisrael. Halayim demim kaimam. Oh no, my wife is down the block. I have to go home in the middle of Seder to help with this, to help with that. I have to go out eating lunch by my wife and I have to take care. You're not going to learn Torah like that. So for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, im no seisha yia tzarche abayis mutolin olav yivatlu. So therefore, what's the Eitzah? First learn Torah, first yom Torah, v'achachach yasoik b'parnos. So Libby, I'm going to take your question in a second because I think Rabbeinu Tam is going to deal with your question. Let's see Rabbeinu Tam. What?
After, that's even before Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
The Rashi makes this code between Bnei Bava and Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Has Rabbi heard any reason as to any kind of sfarad driving why Rashi has to make such a fancy chalak?
Rashi's saying that Bnei Bava are not learning at home, they're going to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, why do we need to distinguish it between Bnei Bava and Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Because, like, it's also Rina Zakan says that it's Yisra Miskaber.
Right.
So that's, like, seems to be an easier...
Yeah, so clearly Rashi's not going with that. No.
does the Rebbe have any idea why Rashi wouldn't take that shot? Because then we start with the Rebbe Yitam and the whole
No, because I think the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is, if Yitzhak is Gabriel love, then no matter where you learn, you got to get married. If you're having your hurim and you can't control yourself, now get married. Now the kasha is, I'm able to control myself. I can focus on my learning. And I can focus, I can take care of my yetzer hara. Now I have two mitzvahs in front of me. And the mitzvah now to be mekayim puravu, and the mitzvah to be mekayim talmud Torah. So Rashi says, on such an individual, depends where you are. Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. Because it depends whether or not you're actually going to be able to learn. Are you going to have the daiga of parnosa on you? And you're not going to be able to learn. But enech nami, if it's based on yetzer, so then that's the first line in the Gemara. Then Lisa Isha.
But that implies that Bnei Bavel are going to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Why can't, if they stay in Bavel to learn, then they would have the same din as...
Correct. I don't think the Gemara is not... Rashi is not limiting it. Rashi is not saying it's like a mitzvah tuli ba'aretz. That it's a din in Eretz Yisrael. It's a din in Bavel. The Gemara was saying this is an example of what the common practice was. In those times, you know, people would go down to Lakewood, or people would go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So then that would be an example of a person that would not have the problem of Daiga of Parnosa. But in a Hanami, if you had it from New Mexico to, you know, Florida, it would be the same thing. Wherever you're going, out of town, for yeshiva, that you're not going to be in that involvement. It's not restricted to Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbeinu Tam is very bothered by Rashi's pshat. Let's skip to the first where Rashi just quotes, Tosos just quotes Rashi. If you see, it's like the first word of the line is Alav. It says, and then it says Vekashla Rabbeinu Tam. How many lines is that, Rabosai? And Tosos Dirmasko Halan Valu?
It's like 7 lines, 8 lines.
There's a guy in the Chabura, Abe Weintraub. He lives in Fer. He comes to the Chabura. Every time I want to quote a Tosos or something, or in like half a second, he's got like the line, 17 lines down, you know, from what I'm talking about. It's unbelievable. The Kashal Rabbeinu Tam. The Mashva, the Kamar Shmuel, the Noise Isha Tchila, the Leos below here. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam, I don't like Rashi's pshat, similar to what Laibu was asking. It's Mashma that the reason why he's Noise Isha Tchila is because of the hearer factor. Umukola Milsa Bibne Bavel. So if it's all based on a hearer pshat, not like what Rashi says, but rather everything was in the confines of hearer, and that's the only reason why you're going to marry a woman first, so then what? Bnei Bavel, right? They didn't solve the hearer problem, because they got married, so then what? They're still going to have a hearer problem. Now there's two ways you can defend Rashi. Number one, you could say Rashi's saying, maybe it's not a hearer problem. Maybe there's another issue of the Gemara. Maybe the hearer problem would always be taken care of. And this was just, what's the derech if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, which one's kaidin? Or you could approach Rashi with another eitzah to answer Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. What's another way to answer that we pointed out in Hilchos Nida, Rabbi Yisai? Pas Pasala. Exactly. The reason why there's no iser yichud when it comes to your wife when she's a Nida is because I already have Pas Pasala. So if I ask Pas Pasala, so the hearer is limited, and you'll see, your Yitzhahara, it's a tremendous advantage when a person becomes married, and he has this concept of Pas Pasala, it's a way to control the Yitzhahara.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Sorry, Pas Pasala, what is that?
Pas Pasala means bread in the basket. You have it already, you have the ability, you have a heter. The Rabbanu Shalom gives you an avenue. The Gemara in Chulin writes that everything the Gemara, I always stress this to my chassanim when I teach them before there, that when you approach the inyanim of tashmish and the inyanim of the bias, so we don't try to focus it on that. It's usur. This is not something that's appropriate. No, the Rabbanu Shalom, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that created dvarim hamutarim, connected dvarim asurim. Everything the Rabbanu Shalom created that's treif. There is an avenue for you to deal with your physical body and with your physical components of your nature that you now have in a way to express that in a mutter way. So the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you an avenue how to deal with your yetzer, and one of the ways to tame and control the yetzer is to involve yourself in Dvarim HaMutarim. And Dvarim, I heard from Rav Druk, I was schmoozing with him a few weeks ago, and I was asking yetzer for someone else that asked me on his behalf for yetzer in a certain area. So he quoted to me from the Ger Rebbe, that the Ger Rebbe said a person who is a tremendous taivas in Yetzer Hara and in seeing Dvar Masurim, So he said that the Ger Rebbe said that there's an Eitzah for you to a little bit more indulge in food, which is kosher, which is eating. So he said, even though, you know, one would say, indulging in food, come on. So, you know, that's not something that we view in Yiddishkeit that's so halig, that's so geschmack. So he said, no, but what are you doing in terms of that, the Ger Rebbe said? You're involving yourself, you're basically literally feeding your Yetzer Hara with Dvarim HaMutarim. So it's like the Yetzer Hara is pacified a little bit with getting Dvarim HaMutarim. And this was Mamish the Eitzah that he gave this specific individual. The problem is the individual also had a problem with eating as well. So he didn't like the Eitzah so much because he didn't want to become so large. He wanted an Eitzah on that issue. But in terms of the Dvar Masurim that he's transgressing and that he's looking at, so the Ger Rebbe thought that a person should a little bit more indulge in kosher food and something that you would think is a little shocking that he's advising, because you're basically feeding the Yetzer. So the Yetzer is, the Rebbeinu Shlomo created, there's ways to deal with the Yetzer, to tame the Yetzer Hara, to control the Yetzer Hara, and also in terms of the Inyane Habayis, to have Pas Pesalo and to control that, so potentially that would answer Rashi. Yeah.
That implies that it's 100% translatable, meaning you take whatever Yetzer you have for one thing and then transpose it to another.
That was the Chiddush of the Ger Rebbe, correct. That's why you have to be a Ger Rebbe. No, the Ger Rebbe was telling you that this is the way it works. I don't understand it. I am quoting to you what people that are greater, smarter, and more kadosh than me said, and they obviously understood the mechanics of the Yetzer Hara, and that's exactly what he was, what his chiddush was. Exactly. That's the geschmack of it. Okay. Vod kasha, frekt Rabbeinu Tam. I have another kasha. Achar shenasa yisha, heich yetze chutzlim koma. Come on. How's this going to sell? You're going to marry a woman and leave the house? You're not going to get an aliyah anymore. Who are you? Lilmod v'halo hutzarach lachzar achar mezaynas ishti. You got to take care of your family. What are you going to? Banov. Perakam degitin ashkan deshalach rabav yosir b'nei adam aboyim misham lekanim mekayim b'atzma miyidnu esayela b'zayna esayal demachru b'yayin. Your whole family is going to get hefker. Perishetzrichim banov nosan l'smashkein b'avur mezonosein mash b'sheinos and yafa shalochin lilmod chutzon kohen. The Gemara sounds like it's not nice to just get married and leave. You have to take care of your family. Your family is going to be destroyed. Look what they're going to be sold for wine. They're going to be sold for zonas. Your whole family's going to be messed up if you leave your house, you don't take care of your family. So if you're in town, this is not an approach, what Rashi says. Get married and leave town. B'nai Bavel, they get married and they leave town, so therefore they're not going to be stuck anymore. Akein nilir Rabbeinu Tam ipcha. Rabbi Yochanan da'amar rechayim b'tzavar of Yasek b'tayr el b'nai Bavel diber. No. Rabbeinu Tam says, I learned the Gemara exactly the opposite. I learned the Gemara exactly the opposite. That what? Rechayim b'tzavar of Yasek b'tayr el b'nai Bavel diber. That's talking about Bnei Bavel. That those are the people that what? Should get married first or should learn first?
Should
learn first. Because otherwise, it's going to be Rechai Mitzavar V'Yasek B'Torah. Why is it going to be Rechai Mitzavar V'Yasek B'Torah? Pum Fakir from Rashi, who said they're going to go out of town. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept the going out of town approach, the leaving your wife home approach.
Dafka for the reason that they'd be far away. Meaning, you learn and then come back and then get married. Can you do that?
What do you mean?
Meaning,
you're saying a pshat in Rabbeinu Tam?
I'm saying
the Rechai Mitzavar, the Parnassa, is going to be an issue specifically in Bavel. Why? So Rabbeinu Tam is going to explain. Yachul laniach yishto v'yelich v'yilmot Torah. I'm sorry. Why? Zok to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbi Yochanan d'amar rachim mitzav yasek b'dor l'mei v'ahu diber. She'enu yachul laniach yishto v'yelich l'mot Torah. He's not able to leave his family. Why is he not able to leave his family? Od she'em aniyim. Shmuel d'amar no se yishto t'chila b'nei yertz Yisrael amar. She'echol l'mo b'mkomam. V'gam heim ashir metov lo she'isa yisha v'yilmot Torah b'tara. So what? It was an issue of whether or not there was parnasa, there was an ability that they would be taken care of in Bavel, where it wasn't such a fortunate area where people were able to succeed. Then what? You'd have to learn first because it's just not going to work. You're going to get married. Your responsibility is to take care of your family, and you're not going to actually be able to be Mekayim Talmud Torah and to be Isaac and Talmud Torah with a clear head. But in Bnei Yisrael, where there was more affluence, or the mishpachas, the father-in-laws, whatever, were able to take care and help out. So then, there's no stira between being nosi isha and being loyme Torah. That what? Then you should be nosi isha and you should learn Torah, exactly the opposite of Rashi. Rabosai, this is the Gemara that I quoted on Shabbos. When I spoke about the Rashi, about Yaakov going to learn in Shem Ve'ever before getting married, and the tzivoy of his parents was to get married, so you see that there's a connection between the way to get married and Talmud Torah, and the Gemara goes into, I quoted this Gemara, Halan Valahu, there's a whole procedure and process depending on the area, depending on where your Talmud Torah is going to be clearer, and the effects of your Talmud Torah, what should be first. So it's a big cheshbon, and that's what we learn from Yaakov Avinu, that it has to be incorporated in the idea of marriage, that the fundamentals of marriage should be, as much as possible, dedicated to Torah. Whether it's taking some time off, if you can, to start your marriage off learning, whether it's having an understanding that there should be starim, and there should be a constant Talmud Torah, it shouldn't be something that you should feel is a sacrifice, chas v'shalom, or is a trade-off that I like this more than I like being with you, but rather it's something fundamental for the binyan of our bias. Part of, because you could still ask, even our minute Tom, what do you mean? I don't understand. So what? The Parnas is taken care of. But you have to take care of your wife right now. You have to be with your wife. You see, no, that even after you're marrying a woman, if you're not going to be a chayiv in Talmud, if you're not going to take care of Talmud Torah, there's something felt in the Nesias Aisha. There's something felt in the marriage. Talmud Torah has got to continue. Talmud Torah has got to be mamshich. And you have to figure out how the two can be incorporated. And if the Talmud Torah is not going to be able to be mamshich in a situation where I'm going to get married in Bavel, so then I got to reverse the order. I got to delay getting married. I got to make sure to learn. Ad kidei kach, Rabbi say, we're being doiche a mitzvah puravu. And we don't know what's going to happen afterwards. Maybe I'm not going to even be able to mimify my shidduch. Don't worry. Learn. This is part of the process. Maybe it's not such a stira and such a tchia in the mitzvah because it's actually part and parcel of the mitzvah. That I'm building the building blocks of my bias by getting more Esek HaTorah and Talmud Torah, and therefore I'm never going to remove myself from Talmud Torah, and it's something that my future children are going to need because I'm going to have to be Oisek and V'lamadetem Es B'neichem when I'm going to be build a bias with my wife, which is the tachlis of the bias with my wife, is to have children and to teach them the Derech HaTorah and the Avodas Hashem that I'm involved with. And the more Torah that you're learning, and the more you're linked to a yeshiva, to a community that's machshev Torah, that's a makom aliyah, that's involved in Torah, so then that's the growth that's going to be, and that's going to enhance your nesias haisha and your v'limadetem es b'neich. I didn't plan that this should be the Gemara right after Shabbos. I didn't plan that. Rabbi says, so what's going to be with Rashi? What's going to be with Rashi? So we answered Rashi in terms of the issue of the hirhur. But what's going to be with Rashi in terms of the fact that you could just go out of town? What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Yeah, I don't know.
When the wife gives permission.
The wife gives permission. So she's going to work.
If she said it's fine or something like that.
Right. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you can answer. You can ask Rabbi Akiva why, because Rabbi Akiva was where?
He just left.
Oh, and Kalba Savua said that I'm not going to support. Ran and Darn?
Yeah,
what does Ran say? Let's turn to the Ran.
They just supported herself, huh?
What?
His wife had to support herself.
Right, so that's like the Pnei Yeshua that Leiby's quoting, so maybe that was the answer. Ezra. That they had that she gave permission because she was gonna support herself.
I think the
runs talks. Let's see. Halon v'halu bnei bavel yehochem megorsim mishnayis atanam beretzom mitoch shalom nechutzam mekomam ein tzorch rabbis mutalin olavu l'ditu no se isha dahavle b'loy here v'achak acholich b'loy metara aval. Avalahu lebnei Eretz Yisrael alom demkomam yisa yisha yitzarcha abayis mutal in love yivatlo. So the Ran says it. The Ran says that any time Bnei Bavel, the women were trained and they had the ability to make parnasa themselves. So that's probably the answer for Rabbi Akiva as well. She probably had the ability to make parnasa herself. They were a businesswoman. They were on the Wall Street. By the way, that many women get jobs. So everything turns into what? Everything turns into to Bnei Bavel, according to Rabbi Natan. Mishumachi lididu nosi yishavakach yomot Torah. Al bnei yitzal yinu shosem ma'ug nos v'olchlos v'yinu osos mishumachi lididu yomot Torah v'achach kisa isha. So it depends on the skills of the wife. It depends if they're, what are they, what? PT, OT, ST. What am I missing? Yeah. So that's what the Ron's saying. That's the shot over here. Okay.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
What field, if any, does the husband have if the wife wants to actually learn Torah? Does he have a chiyuv to
teach the wife?
No. Let's say she wants to learn Torah, and does the husband can he, I guess, postpone his own Torah learning to go work while she learns?
No. You're chayv in Talmud Torah. She's not.
Right. So it's not
No. It's not in the cheshbon. Zok the Gemara. Mishtabeach le Rav Chista le Rav Huna b'Rav Amnuna the Adam Gadol. Rav Chista was praising Rav Hamnuna to Rav Huna that he was a tremendous Adam Gadol. Amar Le Kishiyavi Le Yadcha Hevi Le Yadis. He said to him, you know what? He's such an Adam Gadol, I want to meet him. When he comes to you for Shabbos, bring him to me. Kiyasa Chazye Deloi Paras Sudra. So when he came, he saw what? Deloi Paras Sudra. Rashi, Kidera Chanesuin Shayu Regilin Lechasos Roshan. Married people, what? They cover their, this might be a mucker, Rabosai, for one of two things. Either it's a mucker, it's talking about the man. Either it's a mucker for a talis, that the Mishtabrua writes that the derech of people when they get married is to wear the talis over their head. That's why when you're a bacher, a lot of times you'll find, even if they're shliach tzibor, they won't put the talis on their head because of this gemara. Or, I was thinking along the line of Ezra's, maybe it's a mucker for the minig of boys when they get married, even though from Bar Mitzvah they weren't wearing a hat. But now, they're now Nisuin, so now they wear an extra head covering on their head. Or, Rabbi say, this is some poiskim approach like this. Apparently in the time of the Gemara, it's not 100% clear, it's a din in the Nisei Kelim and some in Ches in Orachayim. Yeah, it's Mishabur Chelik Aleph.
Yep.
So the Nezikalim point out, it's not 100% clear that people wore yarmulkes back in the day. The Taz writes in Simin Ches that we have to bizman hazeh wear yarmulkes because it's chukas hakam not to wear yarmulkes. Because the Taz writes that goyim, when they get into their holy places, they take off their hats. So therefore, for us not to be wearing a covering would be chukas hakam. So the Taz writes, Meikar Adin, you have to wear Chukas Hakam. Rav Moshe is not convinced that necessarily applies Bizman Hazeh. But there could be an Inyan, even if it's not Chukas Hakam, because the Gemara says also in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Chesam Abayis that Rabbi Yossi said, Tesili, I should get Schar because I wear a yarmulke, because it represents the fact that I have Yiras Shamayim, and that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of me. So in addition to the Chukas Akum, whether it applies Bizman Hazeh or doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, a yarmulke is a sign of Yiras Shamayim. So that's why the practice is that we should wear it Bizman Hazeh at all times. But whether or not, I actually spoke about this one child of the week a few years ago. A person told me that their yarmulke blew away when they got off the train, and they wanted to know what they should do when they get to work. So we tried to figure out an Eitzah, but Me'ikar Adin, for a person to sit around without a yarmulke, not necessarily clear. if a person doesn't have the ability. L'chadchila, a person should obviously always wear a yarmulke and shouldn't really even walk Dalet Amos, and Mimidas Chasida shouldn't possibly walk even less than Dalet Amos if you don't have a yarmulke. But one of the approaches to the Gemara, if you held that there wasn't a separate covering that was limited, that was specific for marriage, like a talis or like a hat, so then what, Ezra? Your shaila about a hat might be the ramification of, well, so was this guy wearing any covering? Or was he wearing a special yarmulke that he was wearing from bar mitzvah, but he wasn't wearing the special additional covering from when he gets married? So it's not 100% clear. One second. I can't find it here, but you look in Siman Ches, that's where the Gra, the Taz, and Rav Moshe actually in the first tshuva of Igros Moshe, Orachaim Aleph Aleph, he has a whole tshuva about the chiyuv to wear a yarmulke. Okay. Yeah.
What's the source, I guess, for the previous generation to not wear a head covering in the workplace? Like, I understand, like, there was a
yarmulke, you mean?
Yeah.
I think that it was based on these sources that we're quoting, that there is room to say that it's not might not be in Chiyum Yekradin, and it was in a different generation that it, you know, there was a lot of anti-Semitism, and it was post World War II, and it was very difficult to demonstrate your Yiddishkeit and Litzorech Hefsid. So that's where it.
Bizman hazeh,
it's lesser of a tzarech. People might have personal situations, but in general, the poskim say that bizman hazeh you should wear yarmulke. Yeah, because should. Unless there's another issue that you know has to be weighed, you know. But if there's no reason, you know, and just stamazai at the person should. And it's a sign of Yerushalayim, and it might be Meikar Adin, but for sure it's a sign of Yerushalayim, and Ad Kedei Kach that it's Midas Chasidus not to walk at all. For sure, Dalet Amos is Mishnah Berurah writes should not be without a head covering to show that the Rebbeinu Shalom recognized that the Rebbeinu Shalom is always above me. There is an additional chiyuv that a lot of the posts can talk about. This is also a shaila, but an additional chiyuv that when you say brachas and you say tefillah, that you should for sure have a head covering. That might be, even if one takes the approach that yarmulkes b'zmanazeh is not me'ikar adin, and the taz doesn't apply, and it's just a demonstration of Yerushalayim, but for tefillah and brachas, money the nosei kelim write that it would be more me'ikar adin to say Shem Hashem without a head covering is a zilzal in kavod shamayim. But that's this is one of the major sources for this, how to learn this Gemara. What was the pretext of this Gemara? Was it an additional covering or was it a first covering? Is all going to be discussion of whether or not yarmulke was necessary before a person gets married. So listen to what happened. Ahadri la'ape mineh, he turned around from him, he was disgusted with him. Armalei chazi delei chazis la'ape. He says to him, I see that you're turned around and you don't want to look in my face. Ad dinasvis. Until you get, I'm sorry. Ad dinasvis rav huna l'tamei da amr ben esrim shana v'loina si'isha kol yom av ba'avira. So he explained and he said, I'm going to explain the reason. Rav Huna says, because you're 20 years old and you haven't gotten married, so you're kol yamav ba'avir. You're now sitting as an avaryon, and therefore I'm turning around and I'm not showing you respect. Ba'avira sal kadaitech. The Gemara says he's taka doing an avira. What's he doing already? He's learning Torah. The Gemara had this etzah. The Gemara says ele'ema kol yamav behir avira. He says what? That kol yamav he's behir avira. This could be the raya that Rabbeinu Tam says. It sounds like the whole last Gemara is still assuming that the reason you should get married first is because of hira avira, and therefore he asked on Rashi that if a person goes out of town, how do you take care of the issue of hira avira? We suggested maybe pas pasalo, or we suggested that what was the second suggestion we suggested?
The women might be working, or they might.
No, for the hira part. Okay, but it sounds like the Gemara is still working with that issue. So that's machlekes the Rishonim before if there was a separate cheshbon.
We said there wouldn't be any hirur there.
Because of pas basala.
Well, also because according to Rashi, they're far away, so they're learning. Did you see that?
No, but why? But why wouldn't that hirur exist by the bachar?
Oh, by the bachar. Yeah.
Just like they were by a bachar, so then they should be like bachar. Amar Rav, v'chein tana d'rei Rabbi Shmuel, ad chof shana yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzap la'odam masa yisa, isha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until 20 years. When's he going to get married? Kevin shi'igia chof, once a person turns 20, Rabbi Yisai, v'loi nisa, and v'lo nasa, and he doesn't get married. Omer, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Tipech atzmosav. He's destroying his bones. Why is he destroying his bones, Rabbi Yisai? Why when a person... Why is it tipech me'atzmosav? How do you understand that he's destroying his atzamos? Does anyone have a pshat maybe? So let's see if the Marsha says anything. Kadosh Baruch Metzapek, Kevin Shigil, Lechav Shnin, Loinasa, Omer Tipech Atzmosav. Amar Kadosh Baruch Metzapek, Kedamrinim Biyavamas, Kol She'enu Mekayim Puravu, one who doesn't Mekayim Puravu, Rabosai. So those of you that have asked me and that I speak about, what does this have to do with Puravu? I'm getting married. I'm being Nosei Isha. Why does Nosei Isha have to do with Puravu? You see that it's one and the same sentence. When you're Nosei and Isha, the Tachlis is to be Mekayim Puravu. It's very much connected to the birth control Shaila. That when a person gets married, their focus has to be on being Mekayim Puravu. Unless there is another necessity, and there's another reason that a person has to. But a person has to recognize that that is the Tachlis. So you see the Marsha is connecting the Rebbeinu Shalom's cheshbon about when you're being a Nosi Isha is all about the Kiyum of Puravu. It's not me, it's the Marsha. The Gemara says, Kol Sheinu Mekayim Puravu, Ki'ilu Memayit Hadamus. It's as if you're affecting and you're limiting your red blood. Va'omer Tipiach Atzmosav Lefisha Gimel Shutfin Ba'odam. Because the Gemara Nida tells us there are three partners in creation of a child. Me aviv nibru ha'atzamos. And from the father gives what? What ability? What does he transmit? The bones. The bones of the child. That's what the Gemara Nida says. Kedamrin ha'meseches Nida. V'zeh she'enu mekayim puravu memayit hadamos me'atzamos b'midazu tipech ba'atzamos. When the blood doesn't come from the woman to the bones, so now you're actually killing the bones because they're supposed to reproduce and create more children. So that's the Gemara was very meduic. Look at the Marsha. The Marsha, again, this is his style. He takes an agadita, he takes an idea of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he says, this is a Gemara that fits very well with another Gemara. The Gemara explains to us how a child is created. From the male gives the atzamos, and the woman transmits to the atzamos the blood, and then the Rabbeinu Shalom gets involved and creates everything else. So that's Mamish Meduyuk, Tipech Me'atzamos. Another pshat that the Achronim have is Tipech Me'atzamos, is because what does the Pasuk say? How was Chava created from Adam? Etzem Me'atzama. She came from my bones, from my Atzamos. So now you're going to limit yourself from being a Nosei Isha, so now you're being Tipech Atzmosov, because you're really supposed to be Machzir, the Atzamos, the Etzem Me'atzamai that was taken originally, so now I have to revive that etzem me'atzamai, and I have to marry a woman. I opt not to marry a woman, so now the Rebbeinu Shalom says, tipech atzmoso, you're killing your bones. The tachlis was for her to take it temporarily, and then for you to reunite together. And that's really a tremendous focus, Aragari, in terms of marriage. when a person is reuniting with their Kala, for them to constantly realize and constantly focus, and Isaac as well, for you guys to realize that what? That this is Taka Mai, Etzem Me'atzamai, I'm reuniting with my Hachzaras HaVeda. Like Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Beis and Beis, Darko L'ish, Lachzar Alvedaso. I lost something, and now I'm reuniting with that loss. And now my bones are being revived. My physical makeup is now becoming whole, is now connecting back to the Aveda, that the Gemara is very meduyach, tipik me'atzov. The me'atzamos are taka at a loss, and now there's an unbelievable simcha, not because we're not going to be lonely only, not because we're going to take care of each other, but we're actually physically uniting and reviving our physical makeup, tipik me'atzov. It's a peladika Gemara. Peladik Aloshin, Peladik Amar Shah, Peladik idea about Etzem Me'atzamai, about the nature of marriage. Don't forget it, Rabbi Yisai. Amar of Chista, Haida Adifna Michaveroi, I am much better than my friends, Dinasivna Beshitzar, because I got married at 16 years old. Vihavna Nasivna Bar Besar, and if I get married by 14, Hava Amina. L'satan gira beinecha. Hava aminu lelei l'satan gira beinecha. Klomar ayisim misgarabo. L'satan hu ha-yetzer hara v'lor yira she'achteni. I would be able to fight the yetzer hara and to stab him with my sword and take care of the yetzer from not bothering me. This is where the Sfaradim get it from such a young age. Amar le Rav al Rav Nosson Barami. Adidoch al tzavarei devarecha. Morris says, Adidoch al tzavarei devarecha, Zot Rashi, Ba'od yodcha tafich takifa al bincha, Koidim shi yagdil, Belo yugabel tochachcha, Hisiyo isha. You should, at a certain age, where a child has the ability to receive the eitzah and the tochacha of a parent, that is the opportune age to find the child a shidduch. Mishitzer vad esrim vitarti, anywhere from 16 until 22. Va'amrila mitimnisre ad esrim va'arba, and some say from 18 until 24, very similar to our ages that we recommend when a person should get married, either from 16 to 22 or from 18 to 24. Kitanoi, and this is like the machlekes tanoi. Chanoich lenar alpidarko. You should be mechanech a child on the derech that he will be able to receive. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Chad Omar, Mishitzer vad eser mitartim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya says, one of them say, at the most opportune time for the child to receive the chinuch and the ideas that you're going to express to him is from the age of 16 to 22. And what? Vechad Omar mitimnisrei, Vad Esrim Arba, and the other Manda Amr says from 18 until 24. So there's clearly a connection between the Yisod of when is the most opportune time to give chinuch, which is at quite an old age. It's Chiddush in the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Shnini Giyaz Man Lichnois V'Yosim Yesim V'Tartan Alte Achreyu. Do not let it go past 22 or 24. Loshen Acher Adidoch Al Tzavera Devarach B'Shal She'od Yodcha Takif Al Alav. Habizar lalamdo tochachos, you should teach him tochachos veizes manu mishitzer vad eser vitartin, bitzir mishitzer embo das lekabel. Younger than 16, he's never going to listen, he's just going to be a rebellious child. Tochachos kolkach val tachbid yisurim vitochachos, and don't be too hard on him if he doesn't listen, Ezra. Yoiser me eser mitrin vitartin yeshloch shalo yivot vize iker, and more than that, he's not going to listen, he's just going to go in his own way. Alpidarko, Derash Kol Yamav Yim Misnag Bo Chinuch Lo Bin Arusa Beizu Narusa Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. So there is a fascinating connection, Rabbi Yisai, between the idea of marriage and the concept of Chinuch. You see, Chinuch continues even in the concept of the finding a Shidduch of marriage. Alright, let's go weiter. One second. So Marsha, by the way, learns that the Pshat in the 14 years old means after the 14th year, which means what? Bar mitzvah. because he says that if he's saying that the Yetzer Hara, I had to be able to fate the Yetzer Hara, says 13 is the first year that that's Nogeya for, because he's a Bar Onshin. So therefore, it's in the 14th year after the age of 13. Let's go weiter. By the way, just Isaac, if you look at the Maharsha on the Mazik of seven heads, so the Maharsha takes a little bit of a Maharal approach. He says, "Al pi ma shekasev perakama de babakama, shidru shel adam la'achar ayin shana nase nachash." Gemara babakama says that if a person doesn't bow during modim, his spine becomes flexible and his spine becomes like a nachash. It's an einish. Because just like the Nachash, I once darshaned on this in the shul. He says that's why the Kriya was the entity that was able to kill the Nachash. Because the reason why you become a Nachash is because you don't bow properly in modim. The Gemara says how far are you supposed to mechuyev to bow during modim when you have to be bow? Gemara says until your spine cracks, until you feel you can't go anymore. You really have to go down pretty far when you're down to modim to show that you're subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it was specifically that the tikkun of the nachash that was hurting you is the tikkun of kriya. That's Marsha. It's actually the Marsha's approach. I'm sorry. It was explaining with another Gemara. This Gemara, literally, just why was that specifically the weapons? And what is the seven heads? Sanya heim zayin kochus atuma. Shehevi anachash akadmoni lo'olam. The nachash akadmoni lo'olam, the Brisa says, brought seven tumas into the world. And that was the seven heads that he brought over here that had to be zapped and that had to be punished and taken care of through the tikkun of becoming a nachash, which is through bowing down. Dr. Haley Gemara, let's cover something around. How much are you chayav to teach your son Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kagon Zvulun ben Don, like the story with Zvulun ben Don. Sheli made Avi Aviv Mikra Mishnah v'Talmud Alachos v'Agados. That his father taught him what? Psukim, Mishnayis, Talmud, Halacha, Agadata. He taught him all these things. Maybe at different ages, like the Gemara and Ksubas in the fifth parak tells us. But he taught him ad heichan. He's chayev to teach him all those things. Meisvei, but the Braisa seems to contradict. Rabbi said this is a very important Gemara. Limdo mekra einu malam de mishnah v'amr mikra v'amr rava mikra zutayra. So what's the steer, Rabbi? What's the kasha? How far is a person obligated to teach his son? Is he only chayev to teach his son Torah shebichsav, or is he even chayev to teach his son Mishnayis and Gemara? Gary, this is very nogeya to the tuition crisis. How much do I have to pay? Do I have to pay my son to learn Mikra, or do I have to pay my son to learn Mishnayos and Gemara? This is where the sugya starts. It's a sugya. So what does the Gemara say? You're right. Kizvulun ben don, beloy kizvulun ben don. In some aspects, we're similar to kizvulun ben don, and in some aspects, we're not similar to kizvulun ben don. Kizvulun ben don, shalimdo avi aviv. We're similar to kizvulun ben don that what? We're obligated not only for the child, but a grandfather is obligated to teach his son. Velo kizvulun ben don, and not similar to zvulun ben don. To ilu hasam, because by zvulun ben don, mikra mishnah v'talmud, halachos v'agados, he went as far outside of Torah Shebichsav, and he taught kol haTorah kula. V'ilu hacha mikra levad, but by us, it's just psukim. So bottom line, it sounds like from the Gemara, both say what? What's a father chayev in? Just to teach what?
Torah.
But you're telling me what? That we are similar to Zvulun ben Don, that he is obligated to teach what?
Grandson.
But doesn't the Braisa say, v'limadtem esem, and not your grandchildren? The Pasuk says, when it comes to Ma'abed Har Sinai, you should tell your sons and your grandchildren, no, that doesn't teach you a chiyuv, but rather a person who teaches his son Torah is as if what?
You taught all your future generations ad sof kol adoros, but it's not there to teach you a chiyuv that you're obligated to teach your son and your grandson as well. Huda amar ki haytana. So the Gemara says, no, he holds like this braisa. Tisanya v'lamad t'amosam es b'neichem, ein li ala b'neichem, b'nei b'neichem inayin, tam loymer ha'odatam levanecha levnei vanecha. So Gemara says, no, there was another Tana that learned v'odatam levnei vanecha is not just a schus, is not just that it's going to be ki'ilu, but it rather is a chiyav for you to teach your son and your grandson. Rabbosai, take a look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says as follows. Anytime someone quotes to you the tuition crisis and that they want to collect from grandparents where the grandparents are affluent, so I've often quoted this Kesef Mishnah. Listen to this Rambam. Fascinating, Gary. Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah says, I could find it. Where is it seen in the Rambam?
Another
solution may be not to make here. That's true. Fascinating. Who does the Rambam paskin like? The second day. That learns Ve'odatim as a chiyuv, that there's a chiyuv to teach not only your son, chiyuv to teach your grandson. Saba and Zaidi have to learn with their children. And then the Rambam says, and you also have a chiyuv to teach other people. Talmidim are bonim. When I spoke to you guys at Rabosai about Ava, I meant it. Talmidim, Vishnantin Levanecha is talking about Talmidim. Talmidim are bonim. Shenemar v'yetsu b'nei neviim. Im kein lamin itztava al b'no v'al ben b'no. Zokt. The Kesef Mishnah, Zokta Rama, I'm sorry, Gary. So then why is the father and the why is the son and the grandson different? La haktim bno leven bno, uben bno leven chavir. To teach you a dinakdom. To teach you that if I have the option to teach someone else in a school or to teach my son and my grandchild, I have to put my son and my grandchild to first. Zokta Kesef Mishnah, not only do you have to be makdim, but the chiyuv to be seicher malamid is not only when it comes to the son. The chiyuv to be seicher malamin is even when it comes to a grandson. And that is not only by the son. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvis and quotes this la'alacha, that if the father is not around by the bris, and the father is not there to make the special bracha, lachniso bebriso shal Avram Avinu, who should make the bracha? Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, lachniso bebriso shal Avram Avinu is not only about the bris mila, but is about being mechanech and being melamed Torah and teaching him the derech ha-Torah and mitzvahs. And that's a chiyuv not only on the father, but that's a chiyuv on the grandfather, like this Kesef Mishnah. If that's a chiyuv on the grandfather should have a dima to make that bracha when the father is not around. But you see from here, the Kesef Mishnah is saying that the Rambam is holding not only that there's a din kdima to the grandchild, but there's actually a chiyuv to pay money for when it is your grandchild. But when it comes to teaching other people, I don't have to pay for them. That's not a chiv. Good. So Rabbi comes out the Achronim ask. Comes out a really strange thing. So really, la'alacha, you're telling me that I don't have a chiv to learn other Torah with my child? The only chiv that I have is to learn Mikra? So when I learn Mishnayos with my son, when I learn Gemara with my son, when I learn Halacha with my son, not being Mekai in the mitzvah of Lamadtem Osamas Benechem? What do you say, Rabbi Yisai? That's what comes out of the Pashup Shah and Har Gemara, no?
I mean, the question can be rephrased that only Torah Shabbatav, your Chayiv,
right,
and not Torah Shabbatav, which is also part of it.
Right, that's exactly what I'm asking. Right. So what's Pshat with what we do? With what we hold of? Okay, but that's not a specific chiyuv on the father.
Maybe
comes
it's
out.
Not, maybe the Gemara means that it's not only, like if you only teach your son Torah Shebal Peh, then you're not chayiv. But if you teach your son Torah Shebal Peh within the context of Torah, Torah Shebichtav, then...
So I'm asking, I want to learn Mishnayos with my son. Is that part of the mitzvah of Vishnanta Mishnah?
Meaning, if you didn't learn Kriya first.
So the Lechora, in addition to our Gemara, Lechora, you'd say that it's part of Chinuch. But is there any other independent mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the father to the child? Anything out of Mikra? Sounds like from the Gemara, no. Pashup Shah in the Gemara, it sounds like no. Rabbi Isai, with this we're going to end off. I want to leave that off to you as a question, Rabbi Isai. I'd like you guys to look at the Sefer HaMakneh, at the Lecha Mishnah that asked this question, the Mefarshim. If someone could please present to me the answers of how you decide and you approach the nature of the Chiyuv Talmud Torah out of Torah Shebichtav, which we're going to come out that there is a Chiyuv, but how to shtim it into the Gemara and how to understand what other Chiyuvim there is, that Amir Tashem, I want to leave to you, and you guys should come with me with an answer of that question.
Sefer HaMakneh.